T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Antoine Walker, Tippy Toe 3. He is going to bring his shimmying champion self to this show coming up next hour. He had some comments yesterday that we played on the show on First Things First, where he said that if Joel Embiid were to leave the 76ers, the only place he thinks he should go is to the Miami Heat. He figures that they can whip him into shape, much like they did with Antoine Walker back in the day.
Ooh, because we can see where he is now.
Big.
Woo.
So we'll talk to Antoine Walker. And we will also hear from Ira Windeman. He is scheduled to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So yesterday, I believe I sent you guys this story. So I saw a pop up on Twitter yesterday on the Miami Herald. They reported that Nate Diaz got arrested He was hospitalized. This was the story. He was hospitalized after fighting police. And the story goes that Nate Diaz was in a domestic dispute, got to the jailhouse, and when they took his handcuffs off, began fighting police and had to be sedated, and apparently was hospitalized after this incident. Which is it's a crazy story.
Crazy.
Because Nate Diaz, I would say, is a top five most famous fighter in the UFC currently. I'll consider him a current fighter, even though I don't know if he's coming back to fight. He's a monster star. So it's a wild story. And it's also funny because like the last year and a half, we've had McGregor get arrested down here. And now if we would have had Nate Diaz arrested down here, that's pretty wild. The thing that is strange, though, is I don't feel like Nate Diaz is down here a lot, but whatever, okay? It's in the Miami Herald. It's as reputable as it gets. So, apparently, people started I started getting notifications on my phone, and they're like, hey, the link's not working. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then all of a sudden, he gets some tweets from Ariel Helwani. Ariel Helwani saying, regarding the Nate Diaz story that had just come out, this is from Nate Diaz's representative, Zach Rosenfeld. This story is absolutely not accurate. Nate has been home from the Super Bowl for over a week. It is not him. This story is completely wrong. Nate has been in Stockton since Tuesday after the Super Bowl. At no point did he have any interactions with Miami law enforcement. Zero issues whatsoever. He has never been attached to anything close to domestic violence in his life. More, he says, the story printed in the Miami Herald, 100% false, inaccurate, baseless, irresponsible, and utter nonsense. The Miami Herald has since pulled down the story. We demand an apology and have already begun exploring legal action. Now, the Miami Herald did post a reaction, a correction, and an apology for the story. Now, apparently what had happened, Leroy, is there was a miscommunication between the reporters of this story and law enforcement sources. I imagine this was going down via text or something like that, because what ended up happening was the person who actually got into a fight with police was a local mixed martial artist named Michael Nates.
Oh.
Yep. He apparently hasn't fought since 2012, and he was in Billy Corbin and Dada 5000's documentary Dogfight back in the day. He has a situation that now. The story with him is a little bit weird because according to his mother, this is from Billy Corbin's Twitter account, That he was severely beaten, has a punctured lung, possible meningitis. He is full of bruises. His arms are completely swelled up. I saw that even on social media. Some of his friends were saying that he was at one point in a coma from this beating from the cops. Because all that story, all those details of took the handcuffs off and started fighting police, that was this guy, not Nate Diaz. But apparently, according to some local stories from like Local 10, NBC, what had happened was this guy got arrested because of an alleged kidnapping that went down. A guy says that he was walking down the street with his daughter, and Nate's told the person, this is according to the victim, Alex Torres, while he was walking with his three-year-old daughter in Miami. He said Nate's approached him, asked him if the girl was his daughter, and he says, "Are you willing to fight for your daughter?" And then apparently started pulling at the girl's arms, and he says, "The man was trying to get away with my daughter. I don't know what's wrong with him. He tried to take my baby." He says, "Torres and several witnesses ran after Nates after the incident. He ran inside the gym shortly after police arrived and located Nates. They started arresting him. Police say that Nates and Torres did not know each other. Several hours later, Nate was processed at Miami Police Station. According to police, his handcuffs were removed so officers could take a picture. That was when he tried to grab hold of the officer's handgun, according to Miami Police Officer.
That's a big no-no.
Kenny Afalot. He started fighting the officer. Officers attempted to use a taser on him, but it did not stop him. Instead, he grabbed the taser and hit the officer after he hit the officer on his hand. The second confrontation happened in another room, and it used several officers in order to subdue Nates. He gave us a fight not just to one, but about 12 of our officers in order to restrain him. He is facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, aggravated battery on law enforcement, and resisting arrest." So that is a crazy story.
It's
that
a crazy
involves
story.
A guy who once fought mixed martial arts, but it is not Nate Diaz.
So, question. What are you on that you could get tased and continue on with business?
I don't know if they ever got the taser in him. I think they tried to tase him. It sounds like they failed.
Every time I see taser on TV, they don't miss.
Yeah, they do seem pretty accurate. Especially
close range in the police station.
I don't know, man. That's a pretty wild story. And
not Nate Diaz.
Not Nate Diaz.
Man, there's no ramifications.
Well, there may be.
No.
There may be ramifications.
But again, so we turn on ESPN, and you know we make fun of these guys, but like everybody's hearing this or everybody's hearing that, and if it's not true, they just move on to the next story. But when they put it out there, everybody gets all excited. Oh, now I'm gonna follow this guy to see what's up. Come on, man.
That's a really bad mistake.
That's terrible.
It's a really bad mistake. But I mean, you know.
Plus, I bet you all the people writing the stories don't know anything about MMA to know whether that actually is Nate Diaz or not.
Well, I think the thing that's crazy about it is, yeah, if you think about the name Nates, I don't know, is it Nates or is it Nates? I don't even know. But it's one of these things where you have Nates mixed martial arts and you just jump to the conclusion that it's Nate Diaz. It's weird. Anyway, so that was the that was a wild thing that went down yesterday in the world of mixed martial arts. Just not Nate Diaz. Wild. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Nate Diaz responded where he put on Instagram, "I'm not even in Miami though." Which is very Nate Diaz.
I'm surprised it wasn't a curse word in that.
He said, somebody texting, "I have a crazy brother. He would fight anybody at any time, but he says he is 0-5 against the police."
I mean, 12 people, that's a swarm. That's like a dog pile. It's more than a football field.
Why would they take the cuffs off?
I don't know. Apparently, according to the report, they were taking it off for the picture. I've never been arrested.
They take a headshot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that. Well, what is it? Don't you have to? Do you have to hold the sign? Is that a thing?
Why are you asking me?
What?
Yes.
Why do they? That is a weird thing, though. Why do you have to hold the sign in mugshots? Why can't they hold the sign? Right. You can't put it out like on a broomstick? It's kind of strange. What do we got, Robbie?
Well, Alira, I'm surprised you haven't been distracted by your favorite show yet, because look what's up there. That there's a report out there that the Dallas Cowboys are prepared to go give Dak Prescott a 6-year deal and use the franchise tag on Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that sounds about right. If you get into the habit of here's what you have to feel out. One, who's going to be fine with the franchise tag? Because you put a franchise tag on Dak, he could hold out.
Yeah.
Amari seems like he'd be okay with, what, $17 million, $18
million? For a 1 year for a receiver?
For 1 year for a receiver. But here's where they went wrong. This should have never gotten to here. A quarterback, it should have never got to this situation. But the reason why it got to this place is because you are unsure about your quarterback.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, I don't know what they do. If they franchise, like, they're asking for problems if they franchise Dak. Simply because you're going to have to give him, what, 30?
Yeah.
30 to 35 million, right?
What does it work? It's the average of the top
five.
Five?
Yeah, which is about 30, 35.
Even higher. And then how does that work? If Patrick Mahomes then gets paid, does that mean the average goes up?
Because here's what happened.
Or is it of last year?
I'm telling you, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, that's what you do. He's going to have the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL. But if you wait until Dak signs, it's going to cost you. Because if Dak get 35, 40 million a year, what is Patrick Mahomes going to get?
Whatever he wants is
right.
Really what the answer should be.
Right. So you go to him early. I know it's going to hurt. It's going to be like when they take your blood and they say you're going to feel a pinch. But you just won the Super Bowl. Everybody got to feel good. So go to him now before he has a chance. And his people have a chance to sit back and say, here's our plan. Once you get to here's our plan, all bets are off.
What else you got, Robbie?
So the Miami Heat, they got whooped in the second half last night by the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
They covered. They had that first half, though. That first half.
That's always your best play.
Yep.
That's always your best play.
And then go the other way in the second half. But I think this Heat team, they could use a break. And even the players themselves started saying it. Let's start with Goran Dragic.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we all banged, but we never use excuses. You know, we how we are. They are just better today. Congrats to Utah, and we just need to keep our heads up. After the break, get back into the gym, work our team, try to get better, and we're gonna get Myers back, hopefully Tyler, and body's gonna feel better. So yeah, it's gonna be a fresh start.
I love him so much.
Oh.
Everybody banged. Everybody.
We have I guess professionals here who are telling us what was going on.
With what? With the situation?
The situation.
Okay.
One, cops aren't allowed to bring their weapons in the police station.
Really?
Yeah. And two, fingerprints.
Wait.
That's why they had to take the cuffs off.
Yeah, but can't you do, I guess if it's behind your back, right?
Yeah, you
can't.
That's
how it works.
How are they going to do that?
So they can't do that digitally anymore. Like, I got a fingerprint scanner on my laptop. Just, easy peasy. But even if you're not allowed to bring your weapon into the jailhouse, probably also not, even if it is the case, probably still shouldn't grab the cop's gun.
Right, whatever it is. Hey, by the way, I thought we were going to slow play Amber.
What do you mean?
He tried to sneak one in there.
No, the texters came up with a suggestion.
Yeah, the texters wanted us to go there. Don't worry about it. We'll lean back a little bit.
She'll get got.
She'll get got. Trust me.
Yeah, she was on to us. And by the way, she claims that like what we said yesterday, the Vivid Entertainment Arena, she claims that she knew about that website. She's
right.
Like, oh yeah, she's like, I know a lot of porn, guys. That was her big claim.
Good. Well, listen, it's glad she knows her porn better than she knows her cereal.
What is wrong with you?
Everybody out here, listen, it's close to All-Star break. We all banged. Like,
really?
He doesn't say banged up. That's what I just love about him so much. No, can you get me Goran again, Robbie? Because it's the little things of Slovenia that just make me happy, Leroy. Because it's not that they're banged up. Everybody bang.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we all banged, but we never use excuses. You know how we are. They're just better today. Congrats to Utah. And we just need to keep our heads up. After the break, get back into the gym, work our team, try to get better. And, we're going to get Myers back, hopefully Tyler. And, body's going to feel better. So, yeah, it's going to be a fresh start.
It's just, first of all, everybody bang, and please, congratulations on win.
I think some of your friends texted in. Getting tased isn't so bad. We used to do it after the bar in college. Scotch and a little bit of adrenaline, and we would take a few zaps to put you on the floor.
Mm.
That sounds like something you would do.
Never done that.
Never tased.
What is this, the hangover?
Nope, never tased ourselves.
I got to tell you, just from seeing how people react on TV, I don't think I like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
What else, Robbie?
Bam, he also concurs with Goran. It's a great catch me if you can line. Do you concur? Bam concurs that the All-Star break came at the right time.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like all of us are beat up. You know, how many games were in? 50?
28 laps.
54.
Yeah, but 50 plus games, man. You know, we need a break, and it's good for everybody. Just relax, get away from everybody. You know, not see a basketball for about a couple of days, and just relax and let your body heal.
This is the anti-Panthers. Remember, the Panthers went into the All-Star break. They won 6 in a row. That's when the All-Star break comes at the wrong time. But when you just have a 1-4 road trip, All-Star break, right time. It's just science, you know? Let's not overthink these things, Leroy.
And then you got a couple bad teams coming up afterwards. Not that we're looking. I mean, they got the Hawks and the Cavs.
Yeah.
A couple TCB opportunities.
You lose on don't lose on Dwayne Wade retirement night. It's just a bad look, you know? Maybe we have Wade go out there for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know?
Somebody gets a foul trouble. Yeah, bring him to Dwayne Wade. He's already there in the building. You know?
Why not? We put him on a 10-day. What else you got, Robbie?
And the big news of the late night was Detroit Lions in talks to trade Matthew Stafford, but now their owner has barely come out and denied it.
The GM. The GM has come down and denied it.
Which, you know what that means? That means he's being traded.
And we learn anything. If
we learn anything from Mel Tucker.
Owner,
no, it was
the GM.
It was the GM.
The headline said owner, but it turned out it was the GM. He's new.
Which means nothing.
Means nothing.
Which means he's getting traded. Just
all that means, you know what that means? It means the GM's going to get a couple more logs to throw in the campfire.
No, it means that somebody ran their mouth and spilled the beans, and he's trying to.
I mean, it seems like Stafford's wife is the one spilling the beans. She's up there. She's out there flirting with the Los Angeles Chargers. It seems like everybody. There's going to be a lot of quarterback shuffle going on this off season.
Playing that nice weather.
I mean, is Matthew Stafford really better than Phillip Rivers? Because that's what the Chargers would be doing.
He's younger.
I watched Phillip Rivers for 16 years, and I still to this day wonder how in the hell does he throw the football, right? He looks like he's shot putting it, but the guy has produced. Can't win a big one. Phillip Rivers, you know what they're gonna put on when he goes in the Hall of Fame? 2 minutes left to go in the game, L.A. down by 4.
Did you see what the Panthers owner said? Carolina Panthers owner said about Cam Newton.
Yeah, they said he's not healthy. Talk to me.
He's not a doctor.
Talk to me when he's healthy.
Yeah, that's not a
woo-hoo. So let me get this straight. So we're going to have Jameis isn't going to be on the Bucs, right? Cam's not going to be in the Panthers. Stafford's probably not going to be on the Lions.
Rivers isn't going to be on the Chargers.
Maybe
Brady's on
Tom
the Patriots.
Tom Brady might not be on the Patriots. It's all Tannehill might not be on the Titans.
How about this? Somebody else chimes in. Been tased. Rather be shot.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine somebody hitting as hard as possible with a bat made of electricity.
Oh, Jesus.
He says, that's taste.
Back after this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we all banged. But we never use excuses. You know how we are. They're just better today. Congrats to Utah. And we just need to keep our heads up. after the break, get back into the gym, work our, you know, our team, try to get better, and you know, we're gonna get Myers back, hopefully Tyler, and you know, body's gonna feel better. So yeah, it's gonna be a fresh start. Yeah, definitely. You know, we all banged. But we never use excuses. You know, you know how we are.
Everybody bang on. Get it on. Go on, Dragic. She's ready to take a nap.
I would imagine they're all pretty exhausted, especially after that road trip.
Goran appreciates a nap more than most. Like, I remember one time in the morning show, we had Goran Dragic right after he signed 85 million. He goes, I'll be honest with you, I signed contract, but I was, they woke me up. I said, Pat, Slovenian time, I'm tired, man. Good night. Then remember he said that he slept through the news that the Mavericks didn't want to trade for him? God, I'm glad that didn't happen. Jesus. What? Hand down, man down. This comes from Sportrack. They're a really good website for contracts. This is what their Twitter account has posted, Leroy. Trading Matthew Stafford would leave behind $32 million of dead cap to the Lions, a loss of $10.7 million in space. Detroit already restructured and paid out a $6 million bonus for the season. He's staying put in 2020. So
reality.
That
makes sense.
That may end that.
Right.
Just so everybody knows. But it is weird. Like, this is, to me, this is one of those things where it's like, we're going into an off season where it feels like a lot of change is going to come, especially at the quarterback position, which I think is going to be fun, but it may not matter because the team with the best quarterback seems like they're going to be raring and primed to go for at least another run at this thing.
Sure,
next year.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see though, how does Lamar Jackson progress? Because for the last 2 years, it's gotten to a point where they needed him to throw the ball, and he wasn't very good, even though he had an MVP season.
Yes.
So how, you know, is he going to keep improving there? And if he does, then he's going to get to a place where he's going to basically be unstoppable. Being with, you know, Baltimore, they've done a great job of allowing him to grow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And moments not demanding that, you know, almost like how they did RG3 in Washington. They just like, okay, you can run, now play quarterback. And I'm like, yo, it doesn't work like that. These guys have never had to only be a quarterback.
Yeah, so it's definitely true. I mean, like, if anybody's going to take that that leap from it, it would be them. But this is a situation where I just find it fascinating that, like, all of these teams are looking for these great teams. Like, there's not going to be that much of a youth infusion anywhere, you know? Like, only
sure
a couple.
Sure will be.
Not really. Like, who's, like, you're going to have.
Here's what'll happen. Is Jameis 30?
I don't think he's 30 yet.
He's not 30. So that's still considered young.
Nah, I feel like I don't consider him young. He's a savvy vet.
I mean, he's a vet, but he's still considered young.
He just got LASIK. His eyes don't work.
Dude, really? That's the ultimate excuse, right? Jameis, why you throw so many picks? Ah, man, I got to get my eyes fixed.
Does it fix colorblind? Does he know? Is he going to know what jersey he's with now?
They asked Vinny that when he got to Cleveland because he threw so many picks in Tampa.
Like, 30 interceptions is such an accomplishment.
Like, yeah, man. Like, that means that the other team had more completions than a couple of receivers on your team, right?
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, it happens. It happens. Peyton Manning wasn't great, but I think what sucks about it is happened. So, what is this, sixth year? That's the problem. And that's a perfect example where everybody's looking at those Gaudy numbers and they don't care because he has 30 picks.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, the coach didn't care.
Right.
The coach is like, yeah, all right, but that's, you know, like it's obviously a huge problem.
Right.
Obviously has to get it fixed.
Guys, I do realize everybody wants to, but you have a lot of needs, and I'm almost hesitant to trade a whole bunch of assets, even though I've been a guy that say, hey, you have these assets to move up in the draft, but here's where I kind of deviate from that. You got those assets because you got rid of players. Now you need players to fill those needs. If you had another player or another guy that could play that position, then fine. But you don't. It just added to your needs.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're in a position that you not only have to get a quarterback, you also have to get a left tackle and a DB.
Yeah, but I think if you're talking about setting up for success, I mean, first of all, if you're gonna draft a lefty quarterback, like, do you need to go get a left tackle? Like, how is this gonna work?
Or do you? Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's all backwards now.
Right.
Look, just like in life,
blowing my mind.
When you're going to buy something and the price just gets too big, you just do a double tap on the table and you walk out.
Yeah, but I mean, your double tap is just because you love filling needs. I want to fill the biggest need.
But the one.
Yeah, but what if it's not the right guy? What if it costs too much?
Everybody's saying he's the right guy now. All of a sudden, he's number one on everybody's list. Two weeks ago, everybody was like, "Oh, Burrow, Tua, a little too risky." Now all of a sudden, he's like the apple of everybody's eye.
Question: if Cincinnati took Tua first, I think there'd be more people trading up for Joe Burrow because there's no questions.
Would you?
Trade up for Joe Burrow?
Yeah, would you give all your picks away for Joe Burrow?
I'd be more inclined to do it for Joe Burrow because he's healthy. And look, any of the equation that I can have a definitive answer on, I'm more inclined to go with that guy. For example, you can't promise me he's ever going to even play Tua.
I can promise you he's
going to
play.
No, you can't.
He's going to play.
No, you can't.
Oh, sure.
All right. But you don't know that for sure.
He's got a clean bill.
Huh?
He's got a clean bill of health.
The hip fracture's healed.
That don't mean nothing.
He's got a Shakira.
Remember that guy that had that shoulder surgery or that Tommy John, and then he pitched and his arm snapped again?
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
Oh, he was healed.
Was that the dude who used to jump off the Marlins mound? What was that guy's name? He threw super hard.
The guy used to jump who had that illegal delivery.
Yeah, what was
Capps, Carter Capps.
Carter Capps.
Oh, he used to do the skip like softball.
Yeah, his arm kept snapping off.
So, yeah. Like, I'm not saying that's Tua. But what I'm saying is if you're drafting a prospect, the more issues you can eliminate, the better that prospect is. I'm not saying Tua is not a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. But if Cincinnati takes Tua first, I think there'll be more people in line to move up to get Joe Burrow simply because of his health.
I don't look at all this stuff, all this buzz about Tua being number one pick and number one prospect, because I think we all know that Cincy is going to take Joe Burrow first. But I do think that what it does is I think it's going to have more people inclined to say, okay, yeah, let's make the risk for Tua worth it. Like, let's go. Let's make this happen already.
I just think there are probably a couple of teams that see what the price would be and see Tua's health and say, I can't take that risk. Whereas if it's Joe Burrow, they don't feel this as much of a risk.
Yeah, but from a talent standpoint, it's not a risk.
There's still risk with Joe Burrow because they could, some people say he's a one-year wonder.
Yeah, Joe Burrow has less of a resume.
Look at all the quarterbacks. They have that one big year and that's it.
I'm not saying Joe Burrow is a bad prospect. I'm just saying there is risk with Joe Burrow. I mean, maybe less risk than Tua.
But guess what? Health ain't one of them.
Health is not one
of
them.
So if he
correct.
Plays and he's bad, that's different than never playing or never being able to get to your potential because of health.
He doesn't have his wonder boy Joe Brady with him.
What are you trying to say? Are you doing that the best ability is availability thing? Is that what you're trying to do there?
That's a fact.
Yeah. What if the guy who's available sucks?
I'm asking you. You're a Jacksonville fan.
Foles is never available. And,
I mean, he sucks. I don't care. I don't know.
But Blake Bortles was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
He ain't never get hurt. You're like, man, I wish he would just get hurt.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Foles.
Play all the games.
I don't want Foles to be the quarterback.
Wasn't he a backup in San Fran?
L.A.
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 The Rams. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, there's rumblings that the Jags want to dump Foles too, but no way.
Rumblings?
Yeah.
Rumblings?
It was thunder, dude.
Like, yeah, but somebody has to want Nick Foles.
No, they don't.
Yeah, who wants – like, I told you that was going to be a disaster from the start. I'll let's roll out Minshew for a year. Let's go. Minshew mania.
Sucks. Then
really?
You get
rolling on out there.
You're in the mix for Trevor
exactly,
Lawrence.
Exactly, exactly.
And then you have Trevor Lawrence to be starting quarterback for London.
I don't want Magnum P.I. as my quarterback.
With his hot pants short.
Dude, he rode that thing like, I ain't going to be a quarterback for long because I'm going to live the life.
No, man. You hit it on the head immediately with Minshew. You said he's going to be the next Fitzpatrick. He's going to be on 13 teams. He's going to be a quarterback forever, but he's going to be on 13 teams. He's going to convince people that he's the real deal at one point. There'll be a year where he starts completely. He might put up a 30-30 one year. You know, he's going to be around a while, Minshew.
Right.
But he ain't going to be a franchise quarterback.
If Chad Henne's still in the league.
Surprised we didn't see Minshew on Radio Row doing the rounds.
He was doing a thing. Well, he was doing a thing in Wynwood. He did like a talk or something like that. Like, who wants to – it was a Minshew appearance. He looks like he'd fit into Wynwood with that mustache.
Yep. Makes total sense now.
Somebody says Joe Burrow feels like Matt Flynn.
Both will tell us who.
Matt Flynn didn't break football.
Matt Flynn was one game. It wasn't a whole season.
Yeah, he broke football for a game, and that game was a meaningless game. Like, Joe Burrow broke football in the playoff.
I mean, he broke football during the season. Dude threw for 60 touchdowns in the SEC.
7 touchdowns in the first half against Oklahoma. Granted, it was Oklahoma.
It was Oklahoma.
But it's the playoffs.
The Knicks remain the greatest embarrassment in sports. I love it. Next. Welcome back, everybody. We have big news this morning. This is just come across the wire, Robbie. The bolstering of the Marlins bullpen continues as the Fish, according to Joe Fusaro, have added former All-Star reliever Brad Boxberger.
Whoa! Boxed in.
Ooh, you're talking about a bullpen that's going to be full of a lot of Toro years out there. You might want to watch out of this bullpen because you'll get the horns. Boxberger going to be dusting you back in the batter's box, painting the corners left and right, getting back to his all-star form. No franchise has revitalized reliever careers quite like the Fish have. They go out there. If you're a former reliever, Joe Borowski. Who remembers Joe Borowski? Who was Joe Borowski? The Marlins revitalized the career. Todd Jones, hidden ball trick with Mike Lowell. He revitalized his career. Careers with relievers here, revitalized left and right. Kevin Gregg, a flame out with the Los Angeles Angels, comes to Miami. All of a sudden, he's doing big things, except when he faked that knee injury. Too tough for his own good. No further questions, Mean Gene. Welcome to 305, Boxberger. Good to see. A lot of changes needed to happen with that relief, Robbie. You know, it was very shaky whenever you opened up the pen.
Oh my God! Last year they led the league in highest bullpen ERA.
It was terrible. They led the league in a lot of bad stats last year. It was a bad year. Leroy, I don't know if you know this. It was a bad year last year for the Fish. But this year,
bad day.
This is going to be different this year.
AJ Ramos. Well, he wasn't a flame out anywhere else, but he was just a closer down here.
Yeah. It was a great time. So pitchers and catchers report, and now you can welcome Boxberger. He is among the group. He is out there slinging that pill right out there in the outfield for the Fish.
Ziegler, like he was always a setup, a sidearming setup guy, and then he became a closer.
Yep, you never know. It's all about the chances out there, you know.
Somebody said Super Bowl champ Chan Henning, put some speck on his name. Okay.
So, did you see what the Knicks did, Leroy? Did you see what they did? The Knicks?
No.
They hired.
Did they do something as bad as the Nate Diaz thing?
No, I can't say it's as bad as the Nate Diaz thing.
Okay.
But they hired what is known as a brand. He's a brand consultant, if you will. That's what they hired. They hired this person. They hired a man named Steve Stout to rebrand the Knicks as cool. You know, after Kevin Durant had the whole Knicks aren't cool take. So they hire this guy as a ambassador, if you will, to fix the Knicks brand. This guy, this gentleman, he goes on to First Take, and he says the Toronto Raptors brought in Drake, the New York Knicks brought in me. Ah.
What does this guy look like?
He looks like this. He's in advertising.
Oh, he's like Mad Men?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like...
Basically, he is a trash talker. And he has finagled his way.
Manny Diaz.
Yes.
He said on First Take, Stout implied that the Knicks were going to fire interim head coach Mike Miller, who has gone 13-19 after Fizdale started the year 4-18. He says, there had to be change. Firing team president Steve Mills. That change will be bringing a new coach and new coaches that are going to help develop these young players. They got some young players. You see RJ Barrett, Mitch Robinson. They got something to work with. And getting a coach in there and ultimately getting a coach and coaching staff that will help develop the team, that's what I expect you'll actually get from a New York team. Having a coach who has the magnitude and the gravitas so the media will love to talk to him and believe in him, that is super important.
What about a coach that wants to talk to them? Because not many coaches enjoy that.
So he goes and basically implies that Mike Miller, who probably is going to get fired, they're going to probably replace him. But you don't say that in the midst of the season where a guy who's done a nice job in what was a disaster when they fired David Fizdale as early as they did, he's done okay. So let him give the guy respect, let him finish out the season. Old Brandy walks in here and he goes, oh, no, we're going to fire that bum. You know, and there's reports that they're going to go to Van Gundy or bring in Tom Thibodeau. So then old Brandy consultant, they have to come out with a statement, Leroy, and it says, while Steve Stout is a value contributor of the Knicks' marketing and branding efforts, he does not speak on behalf of the New York Knicks' personnel or basketball operations. Any decisions regarding the operations of the team will be made by the president of the New York Knicks. From Steve Stout, he says, quote, in my excitement to defend the Knicks on live TV today, I inadvertently insinuated about Knicks' personnel. I look forward to working with Knicks management to elevate the Knicks brand moving forward. You gotta fire the guy. How is it your first day on the job? You nuked the brand.
Because he's a former exec of Def Jam Records.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He's definitely deaf. He's tone deaf.
I guess. I mean, here you go. Here's all you need to know about our Texers. Two things I hate about this show. Macho Marlins, man. Whale noise, and Leroy complaining about Publix. Yes.
So he hates our show?
That's three things.
Oh.
Well. I wonder if there's a way we can do all three of those at once.
So what are the things he hates again?
Macho Marlins, man.
Okay.
Whale noise.
Okay.
Leroy complaining about Publix.
All right, so Robbie, why don't you hit us with a little bit of the themes for Macho, our whale theme. We don't have a Publix theme, but Leroy can do that in the midst while I'm doing. I'll do whale sounds and I'll get Macho in here as well.
You know what? I went to Publix the other day.
Oh yeah!
And I realized that they have
talking about Buck's Burger going in there.
Easter stuff in the batter's box.
You go in there and you get yourself a reliever who's going to bring himself to the top.
Soon as Valentine's is over with, the Easter Bunny is moving in.
You see that speech that Miguel Rojas gave yesterday? He goes out there. He's going to be the cornerstone of leadership for this franchise. That's why you give him a multi-year deal. Tell them more about Publix, Leroy.
That's it. I'm done.
Antoine Walker's going to join us next hour. Robbie will get you caught up with their headlines next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.